Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer for your daily edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you on game day for doubleheader for K-State on the 17th, Thursday, November 17th, 2022. Only a few hours on the heels of a doubleheader coming up for men's and women's basketball, beginning with the men. First off, and then, of course, the one with a huge non-conference showdown against fourth-ranked Iowa later on tonight. Can't wait to watch those matchups here later on this afternoon. But we got a little bit of business to take care of right now on the recording side. First, we're going to get into a little bit of post-cast edition. Women's volleyball last night in Bramlage, and another setback for this volleyball team after the first time playing against the Oklahoma Sooners. They took them down in that comeback a few weeks ago, 3-2, but they were not able to muster anything up against the Sooners this time around as their comeback bid for the second straight time against this team fell a set short, losing to Oklahoma in four sets there in Bramlage last night there as well. Aaliyah Carter leading the way. Her and Alina Baca. Well, actually, no, let's start with Carter first. Carter had 18 kills last night to lead the way, followed by, of course, the senior trio of Baca and Bolding there with 11 apiece there. Baca last night hit over 550 hitting efficiency last night there as she picked up 8 digs. Bolding had tied for a team high last night, 7 blocks there. And Mackenzie Morris continues with her third consecutive match with double-digit digs. Had 18 last night because the Sooners. Molly Ramsey, second highest output of the season in digs with 11. And Lauren Hinkle, my oh my, had 52 last night. That's... 52 assists last night. So that's for Hinkle, fourth match in a row with 50 assists or more, excuse me. I believe it was 52, double backing, checking the stat sheet here. Lauren Hinkle has been a key and intriguing part to that offense for the volleyball team there. Now the Wildcats did finish with 7 aces on a night, a match-leading 3 coming from Aaliyah Carter. Hinkle added 2, Baca and Mack tallied 1. Mack, meaning Mackenzie Morris there, as head coach, Susie Fritz always nicknames her there. On the flip side, the winning team, Oklahoma last night there, which bumped up their conference record to 5-9, 15-11 overall, excuse me, there as Morgan Perkins hit over 600 pace there. Alexis Shelton recorded 14 kills. Megan Wilson had a double-double for OU there with 13 there. Susie Fritz flipping it back to the Cats side afterwards. Quote, it wasn't a bad night for us offensively. Once we got our serve and pass going, we gave up too many point scoring runs that Oklahoma was terminal with. That was the difference of this ball game. We would have one really good play and then miss the next one. We have to make plays when it matters. When you get two really good teams playing against each other, a lot of matches are going to be two-point differences. There were some points that in there that we would like to get back. Yeah. Yep, and that's the feeling. I don't like that. I don't like that feeling one bit. But we see it all the time, whether it's in volleyball, basketball, as college basketball is getting going here in the 2022-23 campaign. Football, we know we see it a lot in football for sure, whether it's the NFL or in a college game. You leave points out on the table, and it comes back to bite you in the butt after the end. At the end of the day, anyways, there, K-State led the way. You would thought K-State, oh, damn, we lead kills. We thought we would win this game or win this match. 56-54, errors too many by K-State, 28-15. Their hitting percentage there, OU out-hit K-State. Points, Yeah, K-State 71.5 to 67. So again, when you look at these stats, you think again K-State would have won this match, but they did not. Oklahoma executed a lot better than K-State did. That's the way it goes sometimes there in volleyball as well. I don't have the standings right now pulled up, but I know K-State is now still a game above Oklahoma in the conference standings there. They dropped to 5-8 there. And of course, their overall record now for K-State now, only 14-12 on the 2022 season. There was recap the individual stats again. Aaliyah Carter leads the way this time. Again, 18 kills, 3 aces, 3 blocks. Sydney Boulding, 11 kills, 7 blocks on the night last night. Elena Baca, an ace, 11 kills, 1 block for her. And Katie Fernholz, 8 kills on the night as well. You know, Fernholz, Hinkle, those two guys, Warner, I mean, they got individually, again, I keep raving about the volleyball's a talent team level, but again, when you're trying to put the pieces together in a match, you want to be at least 95% right there in the mix. And Oklahoma was just a little bit better than them last night as well. So now you have to turn the page now to go on the road for a Saturday afternoon's match against TCU at 2 Central Time there. This is going to be a short trip for them here. For the Cats, they had another Big 12 match here. Those of you who want to catch this match, Rob Volker will be on the call on K-State Online, kstatesports.com/watch. So he'll be doing that again. There's been plenty of times this year that he has done that this year. So, again, credit to Rob Volker and his continuous coverage of K-State women's volleyball each and every year on that front. But K-State losing in 4 sets last night in Bramlage to Oklahoma and split the series against the Sooners. And now K-State will have to look forward to trying to get one on the road against the TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Again, a lot coming at you this weekend, of course. We got the postcast, respectively, of the UMKC. As we like to call them on this podcast. Anyways, Kansas City on the men's side in a huge matchup with Caitlin Clark and number 4 Iowa in the primetime slot tonight as well. We just wrapped up this postcast. We have another edition coming up of the Road to Dallas. I'm getting a lot closer by the day and by the week as well. So if you haven't been following that, we appreciate you on that. But if you haven't, you've been in and out or you don't know what's going on, a lot of episodes. You can start with episode 1, part 1 of the Road to Dallas there. It is in the Purple Project podcast feed for you there as well. And we got the 131 episode of the Purple Project podcast weekly edition. It will come out tomorrow afternoon, 24 hours ahead of K-State's huge matchup with West Virginia on the road. It is the final road game of the regular season for, at least for right now anyways, for K-State again with everything out there looming. K-State has to get this game in the next if they want to be Big 12 title game bound there in a couple of weeks. That's going to do on this postcast edition. K-State falls to 14-12 after losing in 4 last night in Bramlage.